Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, we know Pat Riley and Jimmy Butler didn't have the cleanest of endings. It was a messy divorce.
Nasty work.
And Pat Riley kind of let Jimmy get away with some stuff and then decided, you know what? No more. You got to fly with the team. You got to stay with the team. And if you don't, you're going to be suspended and we're going to take your money and we're going to do all that other good stuff. So we know Pat Riley, man, he'll wave that wand every once in a while and say, Let's come out now. Dwayne Wade was talking the other day and said that he knew things were really bad in the Big Three era when LeBron James, apparently, this is what, from my understanding, used to have he has his own chef, and we know LeBron takes care of his body. He had his own chef prepare food, but especially cookies, for every flight. From what I'm understanding, LeBron James brought the food and the cookies onto the plane.
Right. He doesn't eat the meals that the plane or the team provides.
Which are five-star meals, by the way.
Right. He has his own chef who provides him probably what he needs is a five-star meal.
Also understandable.
Which is understandable.
People have their own dietary wants and needs, which is totally
absolutely.
Look at me. I eat weird as hell. I understand that.
I was watching Road to Go, whatever, that Netflix thing. They were talking to the French chef. The French chef had to make like 12 different meals. It was like four chefs. You get paid for, but every player has a different diet plan or a different things that they can and cannot eat. So they got to abide by the rules.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. So from what I'm understanding, this is what was really nasty. LeBron James.
It was already, by the way, context. Things were already shaky between Riley and LeBron. This is 2014. This is the last year.
This is the last year, and we're going to dive into it. But so just to give you the story first, and then we'll get into it. Apparently, LeBron James brought the food and the cookies onto the plane. They're playing a card game, and he's like, yo, give me my cookies. I don't know if that's those exact words.
Hey, can I get my cookies?
And they said, no, they've been.
And they had to whisper. They had to come to him and whisper to him while he's playing cards. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know this, I think most of you do, but if you don't, if you're new listening to this show, Sports Day, 560 WQAM with Dan Day and Vladimir Luzin, NBA players and most athletes, professional athletes, when they travel, they do gamble. They gamble.
Yeah, of course.
They gamble. They play card games. So it is not, it's not crazy to see, to be in a plane of NBA athletes, them grouped together playing cards for a good amount of money. You know, there's a particular game that they play that's caused a lot of money. You can win a lot of money on one hand or you could lose a lot of money on one hand.
I'm thinking one of two. I'm going to guess. It's either spades or tonk.
Tonk is one of them.
Tonk, okay.
It's definitely tonk.
Tonk is all we did.
Tonk is all we
did. That's right, all it's definitely we played.
But it's another one that they call. I can't recall the name. I'll look it up. Good. But yeah, that's what they were doing. So they were playing cards.
They were playing tonk.
They were playing pretty much tonk.
Okay, so LeBron just wants his cookies. The man brought cookies. So apparently Pat Riley and the Heat brass prohibited those cookies from being either left on the plane or brought to LeBron. And then LeBron loses his mind, gets angry, and quits the card game. Walks away from the card game.
It might have been Bure. That's the name. That's the other name. Bure's the other one. It probably was Bure. And he stopped playing Bure, took a step back in his seat.
Didn't talk the rest of the flight.
And didn't talk for the rest of the flight.
And then Dwayne Wade says, that's when I knew things weren't good. So Pat Riley decided to take that man's cookies away. First of all, And I mean, once again, this is going to, I love Pat Riley. It's a little immature. I mean, even if you think or know that LeBron James is going to leave the team at the end of the season, that's a little immature. That's a little bit trying to, as we say, try to be the big guy in the room, our big guy.
Trying to be the big kahuna.
Yeah, trying to be the big kahuna. Trying to say, like, this is mad. Seriously, man, it's cookies. Stop that. Number two, if, and I mean, this is a big if.
That's the reason?
That's a reason or the reason that's LeBron James left? Who? You.
No, because you know what?
About, I don't want to think about
Kuzan,
it.
Kuzan, no,
too
Dan.
Much.
Dan,
too
think,
much.
Dan, think about it. This may, I'm happy the story came out because it explains why maybe Riles had to lessen control when Jimmy came. Because remember we heard the story about Jimmy renting an Airbnb 30 minutes away from the team's hotel when they were in the finals in 2021 against whatever year that was. Was it 22? 22 against the Nuggets?
Denver Nuggets.
Or was it 23? I think it was 23 against
23.
The Nuggets. Yeah, 23 against the Nuggets.
Yep.
He was 30 minutes away from them. But that's cool. If that's what he needed to do, whatever. But you could tell that Ross probably learned from that mistake with LeBron. But then Riles, and Riles is gonna be like, "All right, you know what? I've loosened the rein with you, but now you're taking advantage of it. I gotta get back to being Riles," and that might have been a conflicting point between him and Jimmy, because Jimmy was like, "Well, you allowing me to do all this stuff before?
You can't give it then take it away."
Right.
We've talked about this, but so number one, I'm guessing the writing was on the wall. LeBron probably made it pretty well known for the most part to Pat Riley, and Pat Riley knew LeBron probably not coming back. So Pat Riley decides to pull a
move. You can't tell, you know what, Dan, you can't tell me that? Because if that was the case, then Riles would have never gone to Vegas with the rings and then try, and then guess what? That's why LeBron was watching the World Cup game and then pay no attention to him.
We're trying to do full circle here. On one side of it, you say Pat Riley knew, LeBron James made it known, Pat Riley was just trying to pull a move, whatever. But then again, yeah, you're right. Pat Riley still, if Pat Riley quote-unquote knew, why did he go to this the hotel? Why did LeBron James start this? Was this maybe a factor? And LeBron was like, you know, I'm kind of on the fence. Maybe I'm going to leave, probably going to leave, but, you know, I could see maybe running it back. And then Riley pulls a move like this. And LeBron's like, you know what? I don't need this. I'm one of the greatest, if not the greatest player of all time. And I got this guy trying to prove his manhood to me by stealing my cookies or taking my cookies away from me. Riley does go to the tries to meet with him. And LeBron's watching the World Cup. World Cup's always awesome, so I do understand that. But he ain't having no time with that, man. But so now Pat Riley, let's say, boop, 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 says, whoa. This is a different league now, and superstars have a lot more power. I'm not going to make the same mistake again. So Jimmy Butler comes. Jimmy Butler says, I don't want to stay with the team. I don't want to travel with the team. I'll go to shoot-arounds and practices, but, you know, I want extra tickets to every game. I want this type of special treatment. And Pat Riley says, you know what? I made that mistake with LeBron, and it cost me one of the greatest players of all time. We really want you here, Jimmy. Okay, look. As long as you show up and play, you're good. I think that was the agreement, though. As long as you show up and play well, you're good. Jimmy broke that agreement by not showing up and not playing well. But I think that's now you're seeing that is a byproduct. These cookies aren't just cookies on a plane.
Yeah, you know what, man? You just asked
this. This has a long history.
How do we know LeBron wasn't overweight?
Come on.
Overweight. Man. LeBron hasn't been overweight since, what, 2 years old?
I don't think LeBron was born.
I don't even
with
think
baby
he was
fat.
Born overweight.
He wasn't even born with baby fat.
Come on, man.
Pat Riley. I mean, not Pat Riley. LeBron James is. There's no question about his physique and his health. But so this isn't just. This has long, long, long tails on it because it's not just possibly pissing LeBron James off and having him decide. Maybe it's the straw that broke the camel's back. I don't know. But it's not just losing LeBron James. It's not just the end of an era. It's not just the big three going down. It goes into the whole Jimmy Butler situation because I guarantee Riley learned from not just the cookies, but from saying everyone's treated the same, no special treatment. You test me, I'll test you, I'll show you, to being like, okay, we can't do that anymore. And then years later, we have the Jimmy Butler situation. It's not a, it's not, first of all, I'm almost 100% sure this is that real, but it's not a far stretch to say that the treatment of LeBron James.
And yes, I believe. No, I agree with you.
Directly connected.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he realized because of the he didn't like the player movement, the player empowerment, and so he realized what happened. And then you know word gets around, bro. That's the thing. These players talk. These players train with each other, so they talk around. So you can't. You don't want to be this iron fist, and then all of a sudden you can't get the best players because they look at you as a dictator or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, they already know. It's already about, you already hear about heat culture, but now you don't want to hear about heat culture and somebody's on your neck, like press, you know, on your helmet every day because of this. Oh, you might be, you know, 1 pound fat. Remember, you heard what Shaq said, how he had to use, you know, he had to use Diddy oil to get away from all those weekly fat percentage checkups, which is weird, but come on, man. That's LeBron James. That's the best player in the world. You don't do anything to upset the best player in the world.
It's a total power move. Now, if he was trying to take cookies away or whatever from Shaq or someone that was someone
that I can understand
a little more. Yeah, but this is LeBron James. This is the best player in the game.
The guy who the
healthiest guy in the world.
Iron.
I would argue maybe one of the healthiest people in the world for the past 20 years.
That's nasty.
It was just
work.
A power move. It had nothing to do with his weight. It had nothing to do with team rules. It had nothing to do with anything other than, oh, you think you want to leave us? I'll show you. No cookies for you. That sounds like your mom mad at you when you're 6 years old.
Exactly. That explains why LeBron had really took more joy in winning that bubble title than other titles, probably than the Cleveland one.
I'll go
that bubble title might be his second favorite title, only because of what the circumstance was, and also beating the Heat. Because he let it be known without letting it be known that he was very happy to beat the Heat because Riley told him something that you'll never win a title, like, you know, if you leave this franchise.
And I think LeBron James, all of his titles to him have been very special. The first one, of course, here in Miami. You win one, you get the monkey off your back.
I'm going to tell you that. If you rank the four.
Oh, but you win the second one, you kind of reassure that you are.
If you rank his titles, bro, I'm going to tell you this right now.
Cleveland, you're back home. You've won in an organization that can't win anything.
Cleveland,
LA, you get it against.
The 2016 title is important to him. It's the number one.
I think all of them are equal.
But if you're ranking it, I would say 2016 is the biggest one because he won one for the team, for a city, his friend, his city. But he has special joy in beating the Heat in this one in 2020 because obviously somebody didn't want his cookies taken.
That's rough.
That's nasty.
I'm sorry, and I love Pat Riley. That's not a good look. I mean, you can come at me and say, Dan, you don't understand, and I understand, but like, dude.
Cookies?
It's cookies on a plane that he brought
on.
Like,
think about it, bro.
No, it's one thing to say, like, no more food. He brought it on the plane, and they said, no.
Right, so which means his chef made these cookies. So it's not like cookies he's going to be taking, like, and that's the thing. It's like, don't mess with his cookies. Like, that, you know, don't mess with his cookies.
He stopped playing Blu-ray.
He stopped playing Blu-ray. And he was like, and it was like, the way D-Wade was like, and I noticed, you know, when you upset, and then you lean back, and you're like, and you're thinking about it, you're like, okay. All right, that's how it is. All right, that's how it is now.
The writing was on the wall.
The writing was on the wall.
At that point, if it wasn't already on the wall, Vlad, the cookies officially put the writing on the wall.
You can't delete these cookies from your website, Playboy. Nah, you messed up. So I could see why maybe that is the reason why he kind of was a little bit, I don't want to say lenient, towards Jimmy, but he let Jimmy get away with things. But I don't know if LeBron was doing craziness like the way Jimmy was.
That's the thing. LeBron's always been a team guy and a stand-up. I think rough.
All I'm saying is this.
Like I said,
he probably was going to leave anyway.
Probably, and Pat Riley knew that.
So but
that's still why?
Why?
I really can't stand by Pat on this one. Like, to me, that's just, it's elementary.
Cat for Life said, you guys think they were special cookies?
Now, that was the case. That's different.
What's about, like, Dion Waiters cookies?
Yeah.
That's even better.
But it's illegal. He's got a legal angle on that one.
Illegal? How's anybody going to know?
Huh?
How's anybody going to know?
If they tested them.
Well, they test them all the time.
I'm just saying, legally, it was illegal to. It's illegal to fly with drugs, especially back in 2014.
It's a cookie. I don't think.
Was it illegal to possess marijuana in any U.S. state back in 2014?
Yes. But if you're talking about marijuana, the trees, yes. But if it's in a cookie, it's in a cookie.
Once again, I challenge you to walk up to a cop.
I can't roll up an edible. I can roll up trees.
And say, I got weed cookies. Do something about it.
How's anybody going to know?
Why do I even have to have these?
How's anybody going to know?
I said, walk up to a federal agent and say, look at this cookie. It's got THC.
Why would I walk up to a federal agent? Stop. Be clear and smart about things, guys.
Stop standing up for your weed when I'm just trying to
say No, because you're not making a valid point for it.
That is a valid point. It's illegal.
So name me somebody who's going to walk up to a freaking federal agent and say, oh, I got weed in the edible.
I'm not saying.
Okay, so then what are you saying then?
Never argue with someone.
No. Explain your argument.
It's illegal.
Great. How is anybody going to know?
Because maybe they take the cookie from you because you're acting high and they test it.
Okay. So now great. That's great. Now we're talking about LeBron James and his cookies, right?
LeBron James wasn't doing weed.
But even if it was special cookies, you think this is the first time you bought those special cookies?
No.
So then why are you trying to change it now?
What am I doing?
Why would Riley try to change it now?
We're mad at Riley. Thank you.
No, not you. I'm not you. But why would Riley change it now?
He's being a D.I.
Right. So what I'm just trying to say is this. Even if it was special cookies.
Even if it was water, he would have taken it away anyway. Because he was pulling a D.I. you-know-what move.
Yeah, he was being an a-hole. I get it.
I'm mad at Pat Riley. Okay. I really am mad at Pat Riley for
this. That's what I'm saying.
I'm sorry. And I know you. I'm sure texters 305-567-0560 and on the YouTube and Twitch will get mad at me. I'm mad at Pat Riley for doing that. Number one, you don't mess with a man's food. Number two, you don't mess with one of the greatest players of all time's food. Number three, let him eat cookies. I'm on Team LeBron for this. I'm sorry.
I'm definitely on the LeBron side on this, but I was just saying.
Come at me.
But I'm like, even if it was special cookies, you just don't. Unless you.
I don't care.
No. Hold on. Now, if he got busted and eating those special cookies, then you got to care. But if he hadn't gotten busted eating those special cookies, can let him get to continue. But we're not saying there was anything in those cookies other than chocolate chip. The point of the matter is this. Why mess with the psyche of your best player in a contract year and do that?
But then, okay, if the writing's on the wall and you're like, you know what, F him, then why go meet with him in his hotel room and try to bring the rings and be like, we could do something special if you already knew and you took his cookies away? That's my thing. If the writing wasn't on the wall yet, it's sad to say these cookies were probably the writing on the wall that LeBron was going to leave. Man, that could have all been...
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Avoided by just being like, let the man have his cookies.
Cookies.
It really is. I mean, like, really?
Damn, when I heard that story, I was like, really? For some cookies? Like, he really?
Of all the things you can do to a player, like, I understand what Jimmy, like, oh, you don't want to be like this? You have to fly with the team.
I would completely understand.
But cookies?
But cookies?
We're talking about cookies?
Cookies.
Oh, by the way, keep playing hard and let's try to win one more championship. But no cookies for you.
Cookies, bro. That's just wild. That's wild.
I'm sorry. That's low.
That's wild.
Does anybody disagree with me? 305.
No, nobody disagrees with you. Like, this is a bad stat for Pat.
It is. I'm sorry.
This is a bad stat for Pat.
It's a low light.
This is definitely a little light. Like, you were petty that you took the man's cookies. And you didn't even go to the man and say, like, I'm taking away your cookies. The flight attendant had to go to his ears and whisper and be like, there's no cookies.
You know, there might have been some hands thrown if it was face-to-face. Like, yo, no cookies for you.
Well, here's the thing with Roz. I think Roz wants to get in a fight sometimes. I think Roz wants to get punched by people. I think so. Like, he's always threat. Like, there's how many times players, his best players have, you know, run up on him and deck them out. Shaq said it. We heard the Shaq story.
Shaq will punch you.
Yeah, Shaq he looked like Scott Shaq. Styles yeah, Udonis him. Had to, you know, they had to slow him down.
Oh, they'll fight. I would love to see how many actual fist fights have broken out between Eric Spoelstra players and Pat Riley. I'm sure it's multiple times, but we never see it. I mean, yeah, everybody gets in fights. But I wonder if Spo's ever caught a stray. I bet he has.
Dude, Jimmy and LeBron bumped the man.
That's true. They straight up just in public.
In public. Like, right,
so if you're
right
bumping a man in public, you're definitely punching him in private. Just think about that for a little bit.
I know. Wait a minute. I know what you're saying, but that just sounded weird.
It sounds like it's a low blow, you know. But
hey, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely got to punch him in private. What?
Punch that man in private.
That's like a double. That's a nasty double.
Oh, man. Cookies. It's all over cookies. All this could have been avoided by letting a man most likely eat chocolate chip cookies. Gourmet. That's another thing, Vlad. If I bring like a sleeve of Chips Ahoy, whatever.
So wait a minute.
This had gourmet cookies.
Think about that. Okay, so let me ask you this, Dan. What if this was a road trip? What if this was a road trip?
It was on a plane.
Right, no, but what if this was like one of these long road trips and you had a stack of them? Like you had like a, you know, a Ziploc bag and you like every game, like it's a 5-game road trip, right? You're in the West Coast for 12 days. Maybe you have enough cookies for each, you know, for this road trip.
And you know you look forward to eating cookies, man.
Come on, after a game?
Man, I ain't gonna lie. Like, if someone gives me cookies or I, like, buy some cookies and I have them at home, like, I'm getting off work like, man, I'm gonna go home and eat some cookies.
Dude,
I'm actually gonna save a little room for dinner.
Exactly. You like, when you have a dessert that you're like, oh, man, I got this. Oh, man, I can't wait to eat.
I eat light.
And then you eat. Yeah.
And sometimes I even plan my meal to, like, accentuate the cookies.
I'm sorry, guys. Listen. I'm team Pat when it was the whole Jimmy situation.
I love him.
But in this finding out that you guys could have had LeBron, well, maybe.
That you didn't help your situation.
But you didn't help you. Yeah.
Over cookies?
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase one of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star ballot is open. Vote up to 5 times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.